What the f***?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
Hey, Mrs. Jones, as you just pointed out to me, you were only a Jones, you were only a Mrs. after you got married.
That's true, because you said Mrs. Zarowski, but I wasn't a Mrs. Zarowski. I was just the regular type.
Fine.
You're just jonesing for some Jones.
Who's not?
I know, right?
Go to adamandeve.com. Use the...
Oh, wait, no. I know this, I think.
Okay.
I think I got it down now.
Okay.
With purchase, 50% off a single item of equal or greater value, or lesser value, right?
It doesn't say 50% off of a single item.
Oh, single item. Well, that's usually what they do. You can't usually like get 50% off something that's $200 with a $5 purchase. Anywho, 3 free DVDs. Yes?
Correct.
Bam. Free shipping.
Yep.
And
in the U.S.
A
mystery
item. In the U.S. And a mystery item.
Correct. But you need to tell them what they have to do to get these things.
I'm getting into that. You have to enter the promo code what?
Exactly. Promo code what? It helps us out. We really could use the sales. I really need the money. So help us out, people. If nothing else, take those codes and spread them around the internet like VD at Courtney Love Sleepovers. Just spread those things around.
It's an STD because it's a socially transmitted disease of information.
Exactly. Jillian, you brought
Josh.
You brought me two of the stories tonight. I brought you one. So,
well, that's because you were slacking and couldn't find a dumbest thing, and I wanted to do the other topic because you're bossy and domineering.
Ooh, you really are ornery tonight.
I am.
All right, well, for this week's...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
A school in Arizona forfeits a game, the baseball championship, because they cannot play against the other team. Why can they not play against the other team, Jillian?
Because she has a vagina.
Because the other team has a female player. A high school baseball team in Arizona chose to forfeit the state championship game rather than play against a girl. Our Lady of Sorrows Academy was scheduled to play Mesa Preparatory Academy Wednesday. But after practice that day, the Catholic school announced it was pulling out of the championship because Paige Schultzbach is on Mesa Prep's team. The decision, or quote, the decision is pursuant to school policy which rules out participation in co-ed sports. Jillian, I'm just going to play the sounder again because this needs to be reiterated. This is...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Really? Am I wrong on that?
No, when I was reading it, I seriously thought that said Mesa Purgatory Academy.
It would be appropriate.
Like, that's a horrible name. I was like, oh, okay.
It'd be appropriate, though.
Yes, it would. But yeah, they basically, because they're saying they treat girls a different way and be competitive and do it some way. Essentially, they're saying they don't belong on the field, which is bullshit. So
major bullshit. But so yeah,
God forbid there's a student that's gay.
Hey, we talked about that the other week.
True. Well, maybe she was working that day and she was super bitchy, and they were just like, "Nope, done."
I don't know. Well, it's to me, it's just okay. First of all, why would there even be a rule that they can't play against a co-ed team? They had to have known going up to this point in the championship that there was a girl on the other team, didn't they?
Not necessarily, because the other schools don't have that. Not that I'm defending it, but as for the sake of knowing the other team, because you don't play that team until you get to the championship. And not all schools have that rule. And so, you know, they're playing other schools up to this point that most likely didn't have a girl player. If I went to the forfeiting team school, I would live it, because that's the championship. And so, and as the girl on the other team, I'd be like, sweet, we won, but that's some bullshit, but sweet, we won.
See, I would have felt bad not for both teams, because for the girl, you got to feel like I only won because I got a pussy, and the other team going, we lost because our principal's a pussy?
In the words of Forrest Gump, that's all I have to say about that.
Yep. All right, now, Jillian, I know you know this, but our next story is going to be about the mummy-looking woman, the tanning woman from New Jersey.
The
Imhotep woman. Well, now she's in trouble again for taking her, the article says 5-year-old, but the news story attached to it says 6-year-old daughter.
Either way, she's in kindergarten.
Yeah, she's very, very young. Her daughter to the tanning booth, and her daughter got sunburned. the authorities are saying she's already starting her 5 or 6 year old daughter on the weird tanning fixation that she has. She says her daughter, a natural redhead, was just out playing in the sun and got sunburned. What do you think about this, Jillian, before we get too deep into it?
There's different pictures of her throughout, you know, the stories and things, and she seems to have gotten more tan. She is like brown leather couch tan. It's disgusting. And essentially, she says that the kid doesn't go in the actual bed. She's in the room, which I think someone should be charged for anyways, because it's still harmful. Tanning beds, if you don't know, they don't close all the way, because that would, most of them don't. There's a little area in between, so the UV rays still come through. And it, she said that her daughter plays with the goggles on, but she's fucking 6 years old. You know, she could take the goggles off, damage her eyes. Secondly, because it doesn't, you know, it, I've been tanning a couple times. It's not my thing. When I was younger, like meaning college, I tanned a couple times and I just, meh. And it illuminates the room. It really does. So she was getting some exposure to it, and she's claiming that, you know, the kid was playing outside. However, she told her nurse, because the sunburn was really bad, that, you know, she got it after she went tanning with mommy. Somebody made an action figure of Tan Mom. It's like this overly, overly orange Oompa Loompa tan lady with blonde hair, because she said that, you know, her daughter was playing with Barbies in there. First of all, I think the tanning salon should be held accountable as well, because, you know, they give you a little ticket and you go into the tanning rooms. They should have never let that kid in there.
They are being held accountable. The news story that you sent me, the actual...
It says they're under investigation. Right. So, it doesn't say they're, you know, charged yet. So clearly they haven't done their stuff. But, I mean, the law is in New Jersey that, you know, no child younger than 14, which I think is too young anyways, can be allowed in the tanning rooms. And obviously, you know, the employees shouldn't have to babysit kids if their moms want to bring them in. The kid shouldn't be allowed in there, because, like I said, she said that she was in the room, but she wasn't in the bed. And like I said, there's still exposure. There's issues with, you know, her taking the goggles off. It's just wrong whether the kid was in the bed or not. And you hear about crazy parents that actually want to tan their kids. I think there was a story somewhere where they wanted to tan their baby or some stupid shit. And I know it was on an episode of Always Sunny. Well, yeah, and it was, they kind of spoofed on an episode of Always Sunny in Philadelphia, but I do believe that was based off of a real story. And it kind of ties in with all of this toddlers and tiaras shit, and, you know, these parents that just are exploiting their kids. And granted, you know, the mom, probably the intent wasn't, you know, hop in the bed, what have you, but it's still neglectful.
When she's still using her addiction, her addiction is still affecting her child. I mean, first of all, you got to think the kid at this point is going to be too young to really understand embarrassment. You think this kid, when she gets into middle school, is not going to be embarrassed as fuck that her mom is this mummy-looking freak that's all over the news?
She's 44, and she looks like she's 70. Like,
she looks like she's 970, and she should be wrapped.
No, I mean, you know, not exaggerating type. She honestly looks like she's in her 70s to 80s. My grandparents, when they were alive, looked a lot better than her, and she's only 44. So it's really sickening, and she's got, you know, the huge bags. Her lips are not even rosy in any coloring. I mean, there's people with redder lips, but her lips look the same color.
In her booking photo, they
look
blue. In her booking photo, they almost looked blue.
Well, I'm going off of, you know, the video, but, you know, that's how much damage she's done, is she's lost the color in her lips. And again, those of you who are like, well, some people don't have color. I mean, this is essentially a shade or two lighter than her leathery couch skin. It's disgusting. And I've seen people like this, is the thing. This isn't a hugely rare case to where, you know, you only see it on the addiction TV show type thing, and there's other people out there. You know, living in Springfield, I used to go to like pool halls and stuff that were also bars. And, you know, of course it was near the college, and you'd get, you know, the hottie patties out there that were clearly over tanners. And especially if you've got blonde hair, it looks even worse. Even if you're not to the severity of this lady, you can clearly tell tanning booth tan from someone that's been in the sun too long. I have a lot of, you know, Italian and other heritages in me, so I do hold a tan very long. Like, I'll still have, if I'm out in the sun, I'll have tan lines till, you know, December, where it's still noticeable. But this lady, and it's so horrible. I mean, aside from the facts where you can get skin cancer, all of that, it ages you dramatically. And she's already got, you know, huge bags under her eyes. And it's just, you know, I mean, not talking superficially, be like, oh, tanning made her ugly. It's just, I don't understand how someone can look at that and be like, this looks good. And I don't know.
There are two other things that there's one I want to make a statement. Two, I want to ask you a question, Jillian.
She looks like human jerky.
Well, there's that. But first of all, she's got to be doing damage to her internal organs. I remember seeing a Forensic Files or something where somebody literally cooked themselves from the inside by tanning too much. Okay, you are doing severe damage to your own internal organs doing this, which might contribute to that aging thing you were just speaking of.
Yeah.
But then there's also, this is what I want to ask you, not like you personally, but can you explain to me the psychology of someone that needs to tan like that? Not only is it hideous looking, you know it's damaging you. This, you know, this is basically like taking crack. It's like these people are literally addicted. I must tan. First of all, like I said, you look horrible.
I don't even understand. I mean, like I said, I admittedly have been to a tanning salon a couple times. And it was just one of those things. I was like, man, it looks bad. For anybody that goes just occasionally or whatever to get some color, or, I mean, there is truth in that if you're taking a vacation, say, to Florida, California, the Bahamas, and you haven't had any sun exposure, they do say, you know, go in there for 5 minutes here and there just so your skin has some used to the exposure so you don't get severely burned, and it kind of like atones it to that. But a lot of people think that the sun's rays are worse for you than tanning. Be like, oh, well, it's not the sun, so it won't hurt you. Tanning booths are actually worse on you than the sun's rays. And, you know, speaking in accordance of that, you know, you can get sunburn on a cloudy day. A lot of people don't wear sunscreen because they're like, oh, it's cloudy. And, you know, you spend all day at the water park or what have you, or in the park, and then you're like, oh, how the crap did I get sunburned? A lot of people just don't understand. And it's horrible for your skin, not just aging wise, but, you know, a lot of people will get skin cancer, and it's not really something that they ever even know until it's too late sometimes. But I, like you were saying, it's like any other addiction to where you don't care you're harming yourself. I smoke. I know that I shouldn't be doing that. It's very bad for you. But at the same time, there's that little bit of mentality that's kind of like, you don't think it's going to happen to you, yet at the same time, you know it could. You know, it's a willpower thing. But with tanning, I guess people don't look at it as an addiction, but anybody can get addicted to anything. You can get addicted to the internet. That's actually a real thing. People that are addicted to the World of Warcraft, you know, anything that just gives you something that you don't have, or that, you know, you're filling some kind of void with an addiction. And I don't know what tanning would fill, but, you know, they look at themselves and genuinely think they look good like that, which, you know, you may say, well, how could you think that you look good when you look like jerky with blonde hair? It's the same way that you've got people, and I don't mean offense to this because I know we've done sizist issues before, but you do have people that weigh 300, 400, 500 pounds, and they're going out with, you know, bra type crop tops with all of it hanging out, and they think they're hot shit.
Okay, they know they're doing damage, and they don't care what they look like. But then, like, this woman, does she not get that the entire world is laughing at her right now? And
no,
maybe she's
that.
Okay with that, but they're also laughing at her daughter.
No, I don't think anybody's really, I mean, I'm sure there's people that look at her and be like, holy shit, that's horrible. I don't think anybody's laughing at the child. She's 6 years old, and obviously she doesn't understand there's anything wrong with your mom. There's, you know, kids that look at their moms that are, you know, very unhealthy, but you love them. It's your mom, you know. When she gets older, it'll probably be like that. Or, you know, she may get the same addiction her mom gets. You never know what the psyche is going to do. But, you know, I mean, like, we've talked about those weird I have an addiction things where the girl was eating plastic, and she would eat, you know, CD covers and forks. Another one was paper. Another woman would bathe in bleach and wipe herself down with bleach because she was a germophobic, and she would even smell bottles of bleach. And, you know, obviously that's not healthy for you. And she didn't recognize anything wrong with it. She's gotten chemical burns. It's just, you know, there's something that people, there's just some kind of psyche reason that they have an obsession with something, whether it be, you know, healthy or not. There's people obsessed with working out. You know, you can overdo anything. That's an old, you know, adage. Be like, well, ice cream's good, but, you know, you eat too much.
In moderation.
Yeah, everything in moderation. I mean, I don't care what it is. Like, there, you can go too far in anything. You've got, you know, overly protected parents who have their kids sleep in the same bed with them until they're like 13 years old. I mean, there's really weird stuff out there where you're just like, that's not normal, but it is to
them.
Well,
yeah, that's on the cover of Newsweek this week. The mom that still is like breastfeeding her 4-year-old. Haven't you seen that cover yet?
No, I have not.
It's fucking disgusting.
Right. And that's the thing. And they see nothing wrong with it. The same's with tanning. I mean, look at the fucking Jersey Shore people. And you've got, you know, the housewives things and just, you know, their obsession with, you know, looks and tanning. And they just, it's like an in thing or something. And I mean, like I said, I don't point my nose down at anybody that does tan. Like I said, everything in moderation. It does look different, but there's those people who way over tan, and it does. It starts when you're in a younger age, and by young I mean, you know, college, even high school, and you don't necessarily, you know, have the ramifications at that time, but as you keep doing it and you get older, you know, it exacerbates the effects that you've been doing to your body. Go out and you see that lady that's, you know, really, really dark with, you know, blonde or light hair, and she just looks like, you know, 20 years older than she actually is, and you can tell. So your body just kind of, it's like with any drug, you know, your body can accept certain dosages up to a point, and then it gets used to it. And the same is with tanning. You know, you can tan here, and then they even gradually get your body used to it. You know, when you go for the first time, if you haven't been in a long time or it's your first time, they'll say 3 to 5 minutes. After that, you can bump it up to 10-minute sessions or 15-minute sessions. I knew people that went tanning for 20, 30 minutes, and they wouldn't get burned. They would just get a lot dark. And I was never a huge person to be, you know, I want to be awesomely tan. And when I was younger, because, you know, we used to have a pool, I would get pretty dark, and I hated it. I was just like, oh, God. And none of my friends ever could really, you know, like, I went to college with some people where you have those acquaintance friends where you're just, you know, kind of there and you go out, but, you know, they're not your best friends or anything. And I don't really have contact with many of them, but anyone else, like, I've ever really known doesn't really tan. And so, especially, you know, being somewhat, I guess I'm not dark complected, but I am compared to, you know, I mean, Brad, Sarah, Brian, like, everybody doesn't really tan at all. So I'm the one that ends up feeling weird. Even if I'm outside doing stuff, I'm like, oh God, I, you know, got more tan. I'm just like, I'm a freak.
Well, we're gonna drop this as you being a freak. We'll come back with something. We'll come back with a little something more serious. The freak and I will be back. Don't worry.
Hey.
We saw somebody murdered.
Some sort of ritual across the river. A girl got stabbed.
20th Century Fox presents Race with the Devil, starring Peter Fonda and Warren Oates. There was nowhere they could hide.
They've seen us.
There was nothing they could do but run and fight and race with the devil. Race with the Devil, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
For this week, you told me you just watched some Reese Witherspoon movie or something that really got your cockles up.
Well, yeah, you know, we have been talking on Heart Attack, What the Fuck, with Jillian, about a lot of these new laws and a lot of these new, like right now, there's up for vote this week, possible vote on this NDAA, this detention law that gives the military the ability to arrest any American citizen anywhere in the world and have no criminal charges, and they could hold you indefinitely. They can completely lock you up forever. And you've been very unhappy with a lot of the cyber bills and a lot of the Patriot Act and a lot of these new abilities for the government to spy on us. And I think that what we're seeing in the culture is, I believe that it's being sold to us in the form of comedies saying, see, it's not that bad. Ha ha, it's so funny. And I watched This Means War, the new Reese Witherspoon romantic comedy. And it's got the chick who's got a funny show on E!, and she's the girlfriend who says the funny shit, can't decide the guy she wants to get. And the thing that really bothered me about the film was, here you have, it's presented to you as ha-ha funny comedy, but what you really have is two spies who are using their government powers to tap all her phones, to read all her emails. They're spying on her with teams of spies. They're filming her, and they're listening into her every private conversation. And the two dudes are discussing, you know, how they're going to take advantage of it without messing up their friendship. Well, that's kind of sick, man. The whole fantasy is a stalker, psycho fantasy. There's even one point in the movie where the one spy gets Reese Witherspoon into bed, and they're getting it on, and there's a whole team of spies sitting there with, like, popcorn watching them fuck. And I'm thinking, how supremely creepy. How disgustingly creepy. I can't believe off and protesting this fucking movie. I mean, is this what the Republicans have in mind? You know, just shut up, bitch, and let me tap your phones, and I'll cock any lie or bullshit to get into your panties, and I'll share the films of it with my buddies. Ha ha, isn't that cool, pal? Because you know what? I respect women more than that. And if I'm banging a girl, and I know that sounds crass, and I can be a little crass, but if I'm intimate with a girl, I want that to be our intimacy. I don't want anybody to see it. I'm not going to share it with my buddies. It isn't fucking funny. I don't want my buddies outside the door going, yeah, he's nailing that chick, bro. What kind of frat house bullshit is this? To me, this is everywhere and everything we warned about. It's everything we've ever said. Every abuse we ever said could happen, and it's right there for you. Everybody should go rent this movie. Go rent, you know, This Means War. Go check it out. And I think if you look at it from a more realistic perspective.
Well, and then you also look at it like, keep in mind, I haven't seen the film, but when I saw the trailer, I kind of thought the same thing as you. I'm like, this is a little bit scary that they're making light out of breaking dozens and dozens of laws. Does it almost ring as like propagandish sort of in the film? Like going, it's okay, just wacky hijinks will ensue. No indefinite detentions.
I really would love to know how Jillian would feel to know that some guy that wanted to date her is watching movies of her, and he's got men following her, and he's going through her emails and following her at the grocery store and going through her bills and her receipts. I don't know, man. That's the supreme stalker fantasy. There's some stalker rapist dudes probably watching this movie fucking jacking off.
Do you remember that show from 2001, The Agency on CBS about the CIA?
Vaguely.
That was basically, hey, look at this. Everything is really good. And this is why we need some sort of police power. And you got to remember, that was actually conceived prior to September 11th, 2001. So that's even scarier in the fact that they were trying to sell this almost Patriot Act shit before the Patriot Act even was enacted.
I really believe that a lot of this stuff that's being presented to us as entertainment is truly propaganda. You know, I'm sitting here listening to the Joe Rogan podcast all day, and what they're talking about is how at a certain point the CIA announced that, yes, they are going to plant false stories in the news so that they could mislead terrorists. Well, once you start planting false stories in the news to manipulate, quote, obscene evil bad guys, why wouldn't you do it for political gain? I mean, we already know that President Nixon used his CIA people to tap the Watergate, to tap the Democratic National Headquarters. That already happened 30 years ago. We've already had the president tapping his political rivals. You know that shit is happening now. You think Elliot Spitzer's visits to his local whore were they just tripped across that on accident? They got him on a whole Patriot Act thing because they can follow anybody they want. Anybody who takes out more than $5,000 in cash at one time, they can follow you around. Because you might be a terrorist if you take out $5,000. I mean, never mind, you might just be going to buy a fucking car. How many things can you think of that you'd buy for your house that you might want to have some big money for? Or you're going to a flea market, or you're working the antique business, or what have you. You're a comic book store owner who's going to a big convention, whatever. they can follow you around. And these have real world ramifications. These aren't just things. These guys use these tools. They're using devices to spy on us. They're using drones all along our borders. They are using drones in this country. Law enforcement is now using drones in our fucking country. It's insane. I mean, we were really in an interesting time when, I don't know, man, it's just blowing me away how I'm seeing it in every part of the culture, and the mass media machine is trying to portray these things as funny and light, and they're doing it in really sick, twisted ways. I really can't believe that women weren't more upset by what was being presented in this shitty fucking movie. And it wasn't that funny either, you know? At least make the goddamn thing really fucking funny. But it was just a sick stalker fantasy. Every part of it was just twisted and sick.
Well, do you remember this was last year where the NYPD was sending undercover agents inside Islamic religious cells, okay? And then it was the NYPD agents that were bringing up the idea of blowing up buildings, and then they'd go and arrest the Muslims and go, look, they were trying to blow up buildings, even though it was
nice
their agents.
False flag.
Yeah, it was even though their agents that planted the seed, and they go, see, of course they want to blow up buildings.
Dude, I totally felt that way when all of a sudden I'm reading in the paper, and gee, right when the TSA is being questioned about, is the money being spent properly for our security? Are we really more secure with these new security rules in place at the airports? And gosh, oh golly, magically, they catch somebody sneaking gun parts through on a child's toy. And magically, at this proper moment, they just happen to catch somebody trying to pass gun parts through in an old person's walker. Really, guys, you think we're not going to fall? This false bullshit. It's so fucking obvious. And I think that's why they're having such a conniption about trying to control the internet. And I really believe that's why we're seeing these draconian internet laws pass, because these people in power want to control the flow of information, because information is power. They're afraid of these soft revolutions, and they're trying to get us to think, oh, it's okay. They're just funny spies. Ha ha. And I'm just not buying it, man. And I hope that you people at home are opening your eyes a little bit, because I want you to go out and I want you to vote. Like I mentioned that right now there's this big deal about this National Detention Authorization Act that's coming up for a vote this week. Well, you know, it's pretty easy. Just get a hold of your representatives in office. I've got a link on my Facebook page. Just check me out on Facebook, or just go to demandprogress.org, and you can follow their instructions on how you can notify your representative in Congress or the Senate and say, hey, I want to live in a free America, and I urge you to vote against this NDAA that allows the military to put anybody they want in prison indefinitely. No charges, no trials. You just might be associated with somebody that, you know, might be a bad guy. That's not enough for me. That's just not enough when I'm living in the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Well, speaking of this, what's the movie called? This Means War? What it's called? That's not the kind of movie you'd show on American Horrors, is it?
No, not at all. On American Horrors, we show nothing but the coolest uncut horror films. Something like, we're playing this awesome movie called Night of a Thousand Cats tonight. And it's this really kick-ass, cool Mexican horror film with this badass soundtrack. And it's crazy. It's trippy. So I definitely urge people at home to download the free Filmon app. And that's where you could be watching American Horrors. Or you could subscribe for as little as $1.95 a month and be watching 24 hours of nothing but the best uncut horror on American Horrors.
That's something I recommend you do. We'll be back next week, but right now we're going to take a break, and Jillian and I will be back in a moment.
We're the graveyard tramps. We rise from our graves to make men our slaves.
When guys climb in our coffins, they never come back.
When the moon comes up, we'll take you down.
We get our hands on every stiff in the joint.
Graveyard Tramps, rated R, absolutely no one under 17 admitted without parent or certified adult guardian.
All right, Jillian, we just lost a huge battle in the war against child porn. Now, you know, I cannot stand the sexualization of children. And apparently a judge in New York has decided that it is now legal to view child porn in New York. Let me specify for the listeners. Okay, you can't download child porn. You can't save child porn. You can't possess child porn. What you can do is view
or
it.
Or print it.
Or print it. You can just look at it on someone else's website. That is now no longer illegal.
So then, how would you know if they printed it or not, aside from searching their entire house?
It would save the print file. There's always the shit buried inside deep in your computer.
Oh,
so,
that's right, the cache.
Right, because this is actually what brought the case up. In 2009, Dr. James D. Kent of Marist College was sentenced to prison for more than 100 images of child pornography found in his computer's cache. Basically, he went through the appeals process, and it's found out that he never actually stored the images. He never actually printed out or kept the images. Just when you go to a web page, it stores it in your cache. So that's the only evidence they had was, well, these images are in your image cache. He's saying, but I never actively clicked save image, yeah. Save file. And
what was the
judge,
under investigation before that they went into his computer to find the stuff out? I'm wondering, because it doesn't say.
It was child pornography.
Right, they but actually, how did they come to the conclusion that he was having anything to do with child porn? Because it says that he, you know, had them on his computer, but there had to be some kind of catalyst that they looked into his computer for some reason.
The article doesn't go into that, but it's most likely because the police monitor most child porn sites.
Mm-hmm.
And they have plants on those. They have, you know, officers that are pretending to be child porn purveyors to catch people in entrapment things and whatnot and setups. Mm-hmm. That probably tipped them off. But, you know, it's a 3-year-old case at this point. That's just sickening, isn't it? That you're able to, if you know the website, you can legally look at child porn in the state of New York now. Does that not sicken you on a certain level?
Yeah, and that's bizarre. I mean, of course you're going to have those cases where, you know, because Google Image will link to other sites if you click on the image. So let's say you were looking for stock footage of, say, playground stuff to use for a project, and you click on Google Image, and it turns out to be, you know, a playground image that has child porn underneath. Obviously, that would be like, oh, shit, and get out of there. I don't think schools ever have people do, you know, reports on child porn cases, and that would be the only thing I could think where they would differentiate and be like, okay, clearly you weren't trying to do anything bad, you weren't getting your jollies off. But in a situation like this, where let's say he's gone to nothing but, or not nothing, but, you know, a shitload of child porn sites and just looked at all these pictures, that's pretty much guilty by association. That's like saying, you know, well, I didn't have sex with a prostitute. I just paid for her to, you know, diddle herself and, you know, wasn't sex, but you can still get arrested because you're still soliciting a prostitute. It's weird what people can get away with versus other people getting jailed for much lesser things and don't necessarily deserve it.
This is something I wanted to bring up to you. Because you are an intelligent person and you tend to disagree with me on just about everything, this could be an interesting discussion.
You really think I would disagree on child porn?
No, hold on. I haven't prefaced this yet. Let me give you the details. There is a British censorship advocate that is saying images in movies should be censored, and including child, you know, porn, even if it's manufactured child porn, like, say, for a movie, you know, where it's clearly two over 18-year-olds that are playing 13-year-olds having sex. Her argument is, with today's CGI technology and being able to make something photorealistic, should it be illegal to create child porn completely on your computer that is completely photorealistic of a guy having sex with a 5-year-old, no actual child is hurt in any conceivable way. Everything is a computerized image that was created by somebody else. Should that be illegal, or should we allow that as well?
Setting limits to what can be shown to mass audiences is part of the responsibility of living in a sophisticated democracy. Films aren't lives, and directors and their art aren't above mere mortals. Some people say that adults should be allowed to see anything, so long as it wasn't actually illegal in the making. Well, think about this. With new digital imaging techniques, I could make films of adults having sex with children. It would look absolutely convincing. One day soon, you won't even be able to tell the children aren't real. And since no actual children would be involved, there wouldn't be any harm in it at all, right? Or perhaps not. The fact is, images and words have the power to distort the way we think. They can promote racial violence or lead to sexual aggression. The existing law does what it can to protect people, because in reality, society isn't divided neatly into deviants and the rest of us. The truth lies in recognizing the beast within us all and setting a framework for human decency.
We're in that dangerous territory here.
No, I get what you're saying, and I had to think about it for a moment. And this is going to make me sound really bad. My thoughts on that are, it's sick to do that, especially when you're dealing with porn. I mean, when you're saying movies of like an 18-year-old playing a 14-year-old, if it's pornographic, you know, that's kind of, I mean, they are 18. So, you know, you can say in the storyline they're 13 or whatever, but if you're getting your jollies off little kids diddling whatever, you're sick fuck anyways. But in the porn industry, as long as they're not underage, I would have to say that's not illegal. And then you've got, you know, movies where, you know, kids may be harmed or what have you, but they're not actually being harmed. So you've got two consenting adults. You know, that's almost like saying, oh, you're showing someone murder a kid, but they didn't really get murdered. You know, it's kind of, you're taking something that's fiction when they are two consenting adults. You have things in movies all the time where you've got sex scenes that's not pornographic, but you've got, you know, 20-year-olds playing, you know, 16-year-old. I believe in Super, Ellen Page was supposed to be, I think, 17. I might be wrong. It's been forever and a half, but she was playing a teenager, and clearly she's not. But, you know, she essentially rapes a dude where he's like, no, but she's, you know, he's like really tired, she's getting him off, but I mean, it's not done in a pornographic way. As for a completely CG situation like that, I would say if you are distributing it for, you know, on child porn sites, there should be kind of ramification, but not at the same standards of if you actually did child pornography, because you are creating something specifically, you know, for that type of thing. I mean, I don't know. That's a gray area. That would be something like a brand new case. Should they be held accountable as in making child porn? I don't think so, because that's like, you know, an artist doing, you know, a painting or a picture or something of violence towards children. It's not the actual child. Just because it looks realistic doesn't mean it is realistic. I think you're sick if you do that for a purpose of, you know, putting it on there. But I mean, you know, the definition of porn, it's not like, oh, well, I was making a movie and we CG'd and it looks completely photorealistic and this, you know, 7-year-old is getting raped. But the whole, you know, definition of porn is it's showing insertion or just some kind of cavity penetration, whether it be oral, anal, vaginal, what have you.
But do you remember the I think it was called The Drummer Boy, the controversy over that in the late 90s?
No, I do not. Refresh.
It was a pretentious art film about like a German boy in World War II Germany and whatnot, and he was like 10 and his lover was like 13, and there was a scene you know, of them having sex, obviously not hardcore sex, but a scene of them having sex, and an adult rented that from, I think it was a Florida video store.
Mm-hmm.
And he was arrested for possessing child pornography for an actual released in theaters on video R-rated imported movie.
See, I don't agree with that.
Because it was basically the image of two children having sex, even though it was in a movie and there was no penetration shown.
Well, in Teeth, it was the same thing. You had the gross stepbrother that was, you know, trying to diddle his little sister in the little kiddie pool. And then, of course, his fingers, you know, get bitten because she's got teeth in her veg. Great movie, by the way, if you haven't seen it. And I'm not being sarcastic. It's a really good movie. You know, and in that aspect, it's, you know, implied finger rape or what have you. And so I don't think, I mean, it would be one thing if there was actual sex in it, but also by that figuring, it wouldn't be released if it's something that's legally released. Secondly, if you don't know that scene's in there, really? Like, really? How? I don't understand how you can arrest somebody for that.
Well, because that's the question I'm posing to you, Jillian, is obviously both of us have the moral stance that child pornography is wrong. You know, I'm a freedom advocate, and I know you are as well. But then we come to that gray line that I don't think either of us really want to cross is if somebody made the CG porn of children, it wouldn't technically be illegal. It would still be highly immoral. But should that be censored or should that be distributed on the street the same as any other kind of porn is?
Well, I mean, obviously, if they took a likeness of a child and incorporated that, you know, if there's any kind of likeness, I mean, like, you saw my son on the playground and you made, you know, a rendering of him. But again, it's not real. So in that aspect, you know, you look at things, like I said, Lifetime movies. I used to watch those with my mom back in the day. And you've got all kinds of little kids being abused, obviously not for real, but it's being portrayed. So in this situation, it's animated. I mean, look at hentai. You've got 13-year-old schoolgirls being raped by tentacles, but they're animated. So in that aspect, why is that animation okay? And if you're going to say, oh, well, that's Japan. No, you can get hentai here in the U.S. It's a legal thing. Hentai, as far as I know, isn't banned anywhere unless stores choose not to provide it. So in both situations, you have animated characters being underage with visual penetration. So really, you can't look at that and just be like, oh, well, it just looks realer, you know, or more real, sorry. You can't look at that and be like, oh, well, it just looks more real. Because, I mean, like I said, I don't think that's right. Completely wrong. You're probably thinking, be like, oh, well, she just said hentai, blah, blah, blah. But at that same aspect, the fact that you're making it, the fact that someone would make it so realistic would lead me to believe that they're not exactly right in the head.
Well, obviously, I don't think there's any debate over whether they're right in the head, because I'm one of those people that I'm like, I don't want somebody policing my thoughts.
Yeah, it's not realistic. It's clearly fictional. And
but at the same time,
weird things everywhere.
But at the same time, you're feeding an unhealthy and very, very unsafe fetish, which is children. Do you agree with that?
I don't think, like, kids are going to get raped by tentacle monsters in real life.
I'm talking the child porn part, not the hentai part.
Oh, because I just mentioned hentai, and then you're like, yeah, but you're feeding. And I was like,
No.
And again, it's not like, I feel like I have to defend myself. I've already opened the door. It's like a court thing. But it's not like a lot of people who watch hentai don't necessarily do it to get off. There are people that do, but a lot of it, it's just more to kind of like a train wreck thing, being like, oh, that's really fucked up. Or you sit there and make fun of it, at least in the circle that I know. Again, I know this is off topic, but I opened the door and I don't want people thinking I'm watching hentai and like being all, oh.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I don't want to make it seem like I was setting you up to look bad, okay? I don't want you to think I did that, because I did not.
I mean, clearly if you're making it realistic, and you're making the characters realistic, and it's, you know, real situations to where it's not crazy. It's one of those things, I mean, you look at Evil Dead, a girl gets raped by a tree. You know, is that going to happen in a real situation? No. Did it disturb a lot of people? Yes. Did some people find it funny? Yes. You know, so you've got, it really depends on, but something that's made very realistically, if it's strictly fucking, I think there's something wrong with that. If there's a story, and then that happens, and, you know, it's kind of Lifetime movie-ish setup. I still don't agree with it, because it's one of those, you can tell the story and infer things and have, you know, the motions, things like, Yeah, you can have the motions, things like that, which would be disturbing enough with, like, you know, the thrusting and the facial expressions. You don't need to show the penetration.
She was proposing, she actually had a lot of things she wanted censored, because as a black woman, she thought that neo-Nazi movies like Romper Stomper and American History X should be censored and not allowed to be sent out to just any kind of public who might see that and go, hey, Nazis is cool. You know, so she wanted.
Well, then you have to take out plane hijacking or any gun use, you know, replace everything with walkie-talkies. You can't do that. And like I said, I watch a lot of those movies. I play first-person shooter video games. Am I going to go out and, you know, shoot up something? Grand Theft Auto, you know, pick up hookers and then you can beat them with a baseball bat to get your money back. Not that I've ever done that, but I would never do that in real life.
I could totally see you beating up a hooker in a video game to get your goddamn money back.
It was lesson learned. You go and you drive to the park, and then the car shakes and you hear ha-ha, and then, you know, your money goes down, and then I get out and beat him with a baseball bat because it's like a Lifetime movie, and it's like, what did you learn? She's asking for it. Anywho.
All right. Well, so basically what it comes down to is, if you're in New York, I hope if you are going to be some kind of a sick fuck that's going to look at child porn, I hope you're stupid enough to click save image, because you sick fuckers need to be taken out. I am sick of, and keep in mind, I'm one of these people that, you know, 1984 is a cautionary tale. I don't want to go down that road. But you child porn motherfuckers keep bringing up this, well, you know, if you try and stop me from thinking about children, that's the thought police, and you don't want to go there. Like Jillian,
I mean,
and I said,
you know,
last segment.
I don't agree that they, I mean, obviously if you're showing penetration, that's horrible. But, you know, there are some movies, whether it's based on a true story or for, you know, being a revenge flick where a girl was raped when she was 12 by her stepfather and then goes out and, you know, raises hell. In order for that to be, you know, disturbing, I mean, like, yes, you could tell the story where, you know, she's like, oh, I was raped, and then it fades to black or what have you. But I don't, and maybe this is bad of me to say, but I don't see anything wrong with vivid storytelling in that way, because it's not really happening. So, I mean, yeah, it's disturbing, and depending how it's done, you may be like, okay, I don't like the scene, and fast forward it. But there's so many different degrees in displaying that, you know, image. Should someone who's playing, you know, a 13-year-old girl, but she's 18 or 19, be able to show her boobs in a movie or what have you? It's like, honestly, they are legal and they're consenting. It's just in correlation to the story, they're that old. And I mean, honestly, if someone is going to look at a 17-year-old who looks like a 13-year-old and, you know, get off that they're showing whatever, you can find that shit all over online. You know, you've got all of the legal, like barely legal porns where they're, you know, 17 or 18 in their prospective states, and they look younger because not everybody looks their age. And you've got, you know, that being legal. And if you start censoring things like, I mean, the porn, obviously, and nudity, whether they look young, that's, you know, your prerogative and what you believe, you know, is right or wrong. And you may disagree, and that's fine. It's not like I'm saying, no, you shouldn't have any problem with that. Some people may find it disturbing. However, once you start censoring, like you were saying, the neo-Nazi things and this, it's like, that is going extreme because it's not real. You've got, you know, documentaries. And I believe way back when with that one shooting and the guy was playing World of Warcraft in these video games and they started, you know, banning the video games, we talked a bit on that, where it was just like, you know, playing a video game isn't going to suddenly make you an expert, you know, marksman. You have to know how to fire a real gun. And if that urge is there, you're not going to play a video game and be like, oh, I'm going to do this for reals. And then even then, if you're playing Call of Duty, it's like, okay, join the army. You know, it just doesn't make sense. And everybody wants to infer something into something else. It's like, if you have those tendencies, it's going to come about in whatever way, whether it's, you know, okay or not. It's just, you know, if it's not okay, you're still going to do it. Like, you know, they say, it's like, oh, well, that's how I am and whatever. It's like, you're still fucked up. Yeah, that's how you are.
Exactly.
You know, and it's true, because, I mean, you can't control your brain, things like that. However, you do have the choice to act on things or not. And so if you're going to act on it, fuck you. You know, that's like anybody. If you get accosted and you shoot the person vigilante style, you still chose to do that. Whether
Bernard
that
gets,
of,
yeah.
Yeah, whether that piece of shit, you know, should live or not, it's not for you to decide. And maybe I'm going, like, way over the line here, but, you know, life is full of choices and it's just sick. Like, I know we're going way off topic. Child porn is wrong. Let's just say that. If you're looking at child porn, I'm sorry, there's something wrong with you. Any movie that's showing penetration of actual children porn-wise, you're fucking wrong. Again, gray area if you just look young, but they are a consenting actress, and honestly, if you're going to have pedophiles watching that kind of thing, they're going to be able to find a lot of material. It's not just like one or two movies where it's like, oh, well, she's 14. I mean, even if they look young and they aren't, you know, they still may get pleasure off of that. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's
sick.
It is.
We're going to end the show on it's sick.
Yes. I'm all sorry. Right. I kind of went in like circles and.
No, it's all right. Where can people find JZJ if they would like to find JZJ?
I'm at home right now, just chilling, talking on the computer. Oh, okay. I'm Mrs. JZ Jones on Twitter. I'm on Facebook as Jillian Zaraski Jones, and I am on thecinemasnob.com. Also, we started a site that's kind of written articles and such and vlogs of movies and just topical things at HuffingtonDave.com, as my husband named it. So you can check that out. We just started it, so it's being, you know, updated somewhat slowly, but there should be some more stuff if you want to check it out.
All right, and I am at 1201beyond@gmail.com, 1201beyond.com, which is going to be updated. And you can find my weekly column, Sanity is Razor Thin, at geekjuicemedia.com. You can find my monthly column in the Green Bay area in Scene newspaper, and pretty soon I'll be starting to write for bleedingcool.com. So have a good night.
Bye.
Special mission force. Its purpose, to defend human freedom against Cobra, a ruthless terrorist organization determined to rule the world.